This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The pitch hit hard down the left field line. Will this one have the distance? And it will. The monster has left the building. A line shot right down the left field line, 104 miles an hour off the bat. The distance was 354 feet, and that is five RBI for the monster tonight.
Stephen Milan with the Monster Night and LSU's big 13-3 run rule victory over Nichols last night to help us break down LSU baseball and all things college. Aaron Fick, co-editor and national writer for D1 Baseball. Aaron, how the heck have you been doing, man?
Oh, my friend, I am living the dream. It's college baseball season. Let's go.
Absolutely. It's been a fantastic start for the Bayou Bengals, and they're going to get their first test coming up tomorrow. But looking at what they've done so far, what's impressed you about Jay Johnson's squad so far for their start for the season?
I think they've been pretty impressive in all phases, but especially on the mound. I mean, I look at the rotation. We know how talented those three guys are, Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson and Chase Shores, but so far they have been just dominant. You know, they have certainly lived up to their talent. They're pounding the strike zone. You look at the strikeout to walk numbers for all three of those guys, it's really impressive. Anderson, I think that guy's got, you know, top 10 pick upside. I'm really high on him. Ianson, one of the best breaking balls in the country. I was curious how that would translate into a starting role, and it's translated great. He was a great stopper at UC San Diego, and he's made that jump now to being a really good, reliable weekend guy for LSU so far. And, of course, we know Shores, I mean, has always had knockout stuff. It's just about being healthy and throwing enough strikes, and boy, he's doing that too. So that's the number one thing that leaps out at me is that rotation has elite upside, and so far they've pitched up to that upside.
And it's not just the weekend rotation, but also I think the bullpen has been very impressive early on as well. Granted, the level of competition is one thing, but the depth on this pitching staff has been something that we've been praising time after time. And while you have, you know, those three guys, as you mentioned, with Anderson and Ianson and Shores on the weekend, you still have guys like Hunter Ware and Zach Cowan that can kind of pitch in the midweek. And then, you know, all the freshman arms that they've been kind of featuring out of the bullpen, and William Schmidt, the highly touted freshman that kind of skipped on the draft to come to LSU, gets his first start last night, and he performs very, very well also. So you have, you know, a ton of depth outside of those top three guys as well. That's super impressive.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's, you know, it's a nice luxury to have. Obviously, it's nice to have a fourth starter like Schmidt that you can throw in your midweek games. But, you know, I mean, it's baseball. Pitchers get hurt. It's kind of the nature of pitching. If somebody goes down, the fact that you've got a William Schmidt, you know, a first-round caliber talent waiting in the wings, if you need him to slide into a rotation spot, what a peace of mind that gives LSU. So, and you're right about the bullpen, too. I mean, certainly I've noticed from afar how good that group has been. And you mentioned, you know, the quality competition is what it is. But I mean, they're real arms. You know, I mean, it's the talent. All you got to do is watch them in the fall and you see that the talent they've got on the mound. And so far, again, those guys have been awesome. So looking forward to seeing them. I'll be in Frisco this weekend. Looking forward to seeing all those arms up close against some good teams. You know, Kansas State in particular is really playing well right now.
Before we get to all that with the Frisco Classic, because I do want to ask you for some previews on teams like Kansas State and also, you know, Sam Houston and Nebraska, who my Cajuns just took 2 of 3 from. I'm very excited about that. But I want to get your kind of scouting report of DBU, who D1 Baseball has them ranked at number 19. We talked with Mark Etheridge about it last week as well, Aaron, and he mentioned their pitching staff is very solid. Their bats are good as well. They're just a complete team ranked in the top 20 for a reason. Just want to get your scouting report on them ahead of tomorrow night's matchup.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they're, you know, again, they're ranked for a reason. There's a lot of experience there. Real physical offense. Grant Jay is a star, a preseason All-American behind the plate who's got big-time power, big-time power, and he's hitting over 500 right now so through 7 games. So, I mean, he's tearing the cover off the ball. He's a star. But, you know, Nathan Humphreys is a key guy for them in center field. He was really good 2 years ago, kind of slumped last year, but he's off to a really good start for him. He's got to bring you some pop and some speed out there. And I think Chayton Krause is a real threat, a physical senior guy that takes good at-bats and can really drive the ball. So they haven't hit a ton of home runs so far, but they do have power, and they have a lot of guys that give you mature at-bats. And so I can't speak to their midweek pitch. I'm not sure who they're going to throw tomorrow, but I know they've got arms. You know, they always do. I think their better arms are certainly on the weekends, like everybody. But, they've got guys in the bullpen they can throw at you. They do a really good job with their pitching program. It seems like every year the velocity on that staff stands out.
One of the young guns on this team, one of the phenom freshmen that LSU has in the outfield there, Derek Curiel. What more can you say about this guy? He's just really had an amazing start to the season for this LSU squad.
Yeah, I mean, again, hyped guy. You know, came in with serious expectations, and kind of like a Dylan Cruz, right, where he comes in and he's famous already, and you're kind of expecting him to be an instant star, and so far so good. You know, he leads the team in hitting and controlling the zone and driving in runs, and I think that the sky's the limit with this guy. You know, I mean, I don't want to put Dylan Cruz on anybody because that's one of the great players of this era. But I mean, he's got the potential to have that kind of an impact over the course of his career. I mean, he's a stud, man. He's just the real deal.
And your thoughts on Stephen Milam and the switch to shortstop? Because when Daniel Dickinson came in from Utah Valley, it was a piece that you knew was going to play on the infield. You just didn't know how it was all going to shape up. Stephen Milam, who played second base last year, moves to shortstop. Jay praised him and how he's been looking defensively so far. And now the bat's starting to come along as well. He had a great performance against Nichols. Just want to get your thoughts on that kind of shift early on and what we've seen from Stephen Milam.
Yeah, it's a guy that, you know, I thought profiled really well at second base. I like how he played second base. So I was curious how that transition would go, but I think he's got enough arm strength as we've seen so far short. And obviously to push, you know, Braswell to third base, the guy who played short last year, shows you must be pretty good at short. I mean, you know, so clearly he's earned that job for a reason. Again, I'll have more insight on that after I see them up close for 3 games this weekend, but he's an athlete and he's a ball player. He's got great baseball instincts. I think the internal clock, you could see that when he's playing second base as well. I mean, that's just one of those things, either you got it or you don't. You know, that kind of feel, the heartbeat for the game, as Tim Corbin calls it. And he's got it. He's just a winner. He's a really good baseball player.
Looking at this LSU squad, 7-1 right now. The one loss was to Omaha over the weekend where the bats went cold for a couple of innings. But when you look at this LSU squad overall, if there is, what would you say their weakness is going forward, some of the problem spots they might hit later on in the year?
That's a good question because they feel pretty complete. I mean, just looking at, you know, the personnel that they've got and certainly the way they performed so far this year, I think they've got, obviously, they've got real power. I mean, with Bear Jones in the middle there, and, you know, we talked about Curiel and Dickinson and you know, Milam, all these guys have juice. You've got athletes. I think Chris Stanfield's got a chance. He's been very good for him, but he's a catalyst. You know, again, obviously a really athletic guy who can run. You know, Jake Brown is a good athletic outfielder that can make plays out there, and I think is poised for a big sophomore year. You know, you got nice veteran kind of glue guys like Josh Pearson and Michael Braswell. I mean, I think it's a very well constructed roster. Right? I at this point, I struggle to come up with anything to say this is a concern area. Now, it's early, it's February. You know, I'm sure there will be bumps in the road, as there is for anybody over the course of a long baseball season, especially in the SEC. But right now, I would tell you they just feel like a very complete team.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster, and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Aaron, looking ahead to this weekend, you mentioned the Frisco Classic. I want to get your thoughts first and foremost on Kansas State because, you know, they start the season off with that kind of, I guess, weekend stretch in Conway where they lose a couple games to Coastal, they lose a game to Washington, they lose a midweek matchup to North Carolina, who's a top 10 team. But then, I mean, the bounce back. After a 1-4 start, you go to Globe Life Field and you take down Arkansas, who was a top 5 team, still is a top 5 team. You take down Michigan, and then you take down a top 25 ranked TCU squad. That was a great response for Kansas State after kind of a slow start.
It sure was, and I was there at Globe Life last week, and you know, I wrote it today. I mean, I had pretty low expectations for Kansas State heading into the weekend, you know, considering their 1-4 road trip, as you mentioned, considering they lost 7 out of 9 starters from last year's Super Regional team, and I think 5 of their top 6 arms. I mean, it's a very new team, and they got off to a rough start, and so I was like, oh, man, I got to watch these guys for 3 games. And then they go out and they go 3-0 at Globe Life, and they did it in impressive fashion. It's just it was a lot of mature quality at bats from top to bottom. I mean, it guys that just have feel for the barrel. Pete Hughes loves to push the action with the running game. They're going to do that. They're not afraid to steal bases and you know, call for the hit and run, whatever. And they got guys who can execute that stuff. I mean, it's athletes. I think the two guys in the middle that they brought in, a couple of transfers, Maximus Martin at shortstop and Shintaro Inouye at second base. That guy's just a barrels machine, just a 5'8" dirt dog kind of throwback player. I think D. Kennedy at third base is an exciting talent with some speed and power and really good instincts defensively. So I think their infield is probably the strength there. And on the mound, I mean, again, that was really probably surprised me. Friday guy, Jacob Frost, had a 7.5 ERA last year, but he carved up Arkansas, I believe it was, on Friday night. And it's a fastball that plays. It's a big 6'4 lefty, and it's like 91 to 95 and it with carry. You know, he can really pitch out the fastball, got good enough secondary stuff. And then they follow him up with two more lefties who are just kind of in that pitchability, you know, strike throwing mode, that 87 to 90 guy who can pitch off your changeup and your slider. And those guys can still win in college baseball. Everybody's chasing velocity, but you got guys that can pitch backwards and keep you off balance from the left side. There's a long history of those guys having a lot of success at this level.
And Aaron, and some of the baseball that you've gotten to watch so far early on in the season, maybe who are some of the teams that have been a surprise for you and who's been in a positive way and who's been a disappointment?
Yeah. From what I've seen so far, obviously Kansas State, we talked about it as a surprise. You know, Penn State, I saw the first weekend, is down in Puerto Rico. And that's a team that we were kind of high on heading into the year. We actually had them as a projected regional team. But, I mean, it's Penn State. They haven't been in the postseason in, I think, 25 years. They haven't really been relevant. They've been a bottom feeder in the Big Ten. But they've done a really good job building that roster. And you guys are familiar with Paxton Kling, of course. I think last I checked, he was leading the nation in home runs. So he's gotten off to a great start for them. So they've done a great job in the transfer portal. And that's a team that as I think even better than I thought they would be. Michigan was great the first week down there in Puerto Rico. They went 4-0, and then they went to Globe Life and went 0-3, which is kind of the reverse of Kansas State's start, really. But I think they're a solid team also. But, Virginia's been a little bit disappointing. I saw them the first weekend. Just hadn't gotten their bats going yet. And their ace, Evan Blanco, has been out. That hasn't helped. But that's one of the things, this early in the year, I mean, baseball is such a game of ebbs and flows. Everybody goes through that stuff. And sometimes you come out of the gates cold, but that doesn't mean you stink. It just means that your cold streak happened early instead of, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 weeks into the season. They're going to be fine. They're really, really talented. And the same goes for like a Texas A&M or some of these teams that haven't maybe gotten their bats going early. The talent wins out ultimately.
Your thoughts on Nebraska as well, Aaron, a top 25 ranked team earlier before this past weekend series loss to UL. They opened the season out in Scottsdale with another tournament. They lose to UC Irvine, but they pick up a win against Vanderbilt, which was a very impressive start. They dropped 2-3 in Lafayette just this past weekend, but LSU will be playing them this Saturday at the Frisco Classic, and they're kind of on the borderline right now.
Yeah, another team that I think the bats haven't gotten off to a great start for them. A couple of guys are hitting, but they got a lot of veteran pieces in there that just haven't gotten off to a great start. So that's something that I feel like you tend to see more. I'm not making excuses for them, but you tend to see that more from northern teams is the position player group tends to start a little slower. They're just not used to seeing the kind of stuff outdoors and whatever else. I just feel like we see that more from northern teams. And I don't know what to expect from them this weekend. I do think they're an experienced club. That's one of the reasons we had them in the preseason top 25. You got some good strike throwers in the mound. Mason McConaughey is a bulldog who really competes. And he's got a 6.5 ERA through two starts. But, I mean, it's 15 strikeouts to three walks, in 9 innings, which that's a pretty good indicator that he's probably better than that ERA attests. And I know he is. He's got stuff and he's got track records. So I would expect them probably to get it going. Whether that happens this weekend or a little bit later in the season, who knows? But they're definitely better than they showed this past weekend.
And then Aaron, before we let you run, I wanted to get your thoughts on Gavin Grijalva's season-ending injury. It's just terrible news for college baseball. He came in with such high expectations. He was the SEC Freshman of the Year this past year, if I remember correctly, and he was fantastic for this team. And Joe Healy, who came on with us a couple weeks ago, when he mentioned, Texas A&M was the one team on paper that really didn't have any holes. Grijalva was one of the parts of that defensively and offensively, and just terrible news out of Aggieland.
Yeah, really a blow. I mean, obviously a preseason All-American, a guy with first-round upside, and probably still will be a first-rounder next year when he gets healthy again. But any team would really be hurt by losing a guy like that. They happen to be deep enough they could probably withstand it. I mean, it lowers their ceiling probably a little bit, but you slide Wyatt Hensler over to third base, and they've got other guys that they kind of like that could emerge. They're younger guys that could step in. You had two big stars kind of anchoring that lineup with Grijalva and Lavillette, of course, and you lose one of them. It's a setback, again, there's still really good players here. Wyatt Hensler was another preseason All-American. Caden Kent's a good player at shortstop. And, when they get Caden Sorrell back, I think that'll really help them. But, boy, that's a tough blow. It changes the complexion, I think, a little bit. Rather than A&M being that kind of clear-cut number one team in the country, which we thought they were heading into the season, I don't know that that's the case without Grijalva.
Really love all the work you guys do at D1 Baseball. Aaron, thank you so much for the time today. And when you're at the Frisco Classic, make sure you say hey to Big Ben McDonald for us.
Yeah, absolutely will do. Good talking to you guys.
Thanks, Aaron.
Aaron Fick, co-editor and national writer for D1 Baseball, joining us there tomorrow night. LSU Baseball, Dallas Baptist, right here on WWL AM and FM.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almacd.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.